Although it may not look like it, the TRAPPIST-1 star system is relatively close to our solar system, about 40 light years or 235 trillion miles away in the constellation Aquarius. And because its planets are not in our celestial neighborhood, they're called exoplanets.
This was a collaboration between several different observing programs to detect the first of these, and then the bigger the telescope, the more of these planets we brought in.
Astronomer Wayne Wooten at Pensacola State College. NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope located the solar system, and three of the planets may be habitable in a so-called temperate zone. Wooten calls them Goldilocks planets.
The area there where the sun is always low in the sky, where it's neither too hot nor too cold, and you could probably have a lot of liquid water, certainly on three of these planets, and under the right conditions, probably on some that are even closer or further from the TRAPPIST star.
That star is a borderline sun at best. Wooten says anything cooler is normally referred to as a brown dwarf, of which there's debate over whether such a body should be considered a star.
Finding seven Earth-like planets around one little red dwarf, there's a lot of places like the Earth. It's a very encouraging finding. And, of course, the very closest star to us, another little red dwarf, Proxima Centauri, has a super-Earth a little bit bigger than we are, 4.3 light years away.
Because of the star's gravitational pull, the seven planets' orbits are relatively close, and only one side of them perpetually face the sun. Scientists say they're rocky planets, which are more likely to contain liquid water, as is the case with at least two of Jupiter's moons.
You see steam erupting on Europa and on Enceladus. So liquid water is just beneath the surface on both of those two moons, and there's probably enough sunlight transmitted that photosynthesis might take place.
Back to the question, are we alone? Wooten says there's a much closer possibility of life on what appears to be a hospitable planet, closer than those in the TRAPPIST system.
The very closest star to us, another little red dwarf, Proxima Centauri, has a super-Earth a little bit bigger than we are, orbiting within its ecosphere. So this is like 10 times closer than TRAPPIST, but what makes TRAPPIST so interesting is you got a whole bunch of them to play with.
For now, TRAPPIST is a solar system too far. According to NASA, its New Horizons spacecraft, at 32,000 miles an hour, the agency's fastest, would take more than 800,000 years to get there. We can only admire the seven planets from afar, while reaching other destinations could be more plausible.
Now, granted, Proxima Centauri is a much more appealing target. There are people, like a Russian billionaire, who are even proposing sending probes to Proxima B to find out what things are like there. It may happen.
Even though the idea of traveling to TRAPPIST is out of the question, scientists do say the system is close enough that they can study the planet's atmospheres relatively easily, and that could lead to evidence of life on them. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.